Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about parenting tips for back-to-school season. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Beth Bell, Mississippi State University Extension Child and Family Development Agent. So, Beth, there are several tips for helping your kids in school, but you say, first of all, you've got to make sure you get them up and off to school each day. Tell me about what to do and why it's important.
Well, your child's teachers will do their best to help your child learn and succeed in school, but there's one thing only you can do, and that is making sure that you get him or her to school every day. And not having that routine rushed in the morning, you know, making sure that you allow plenty of time to get what you need to do done. Because a child who feels rushed in the morning is likely going to feel pushed and rushed the rest of the day. Children who don't attend school regularly fall behind and score lower on tests. They can have a hard time making and keeping friends, especially in elementary school. Show your child and his teachers that you know attendance counts. Telling your child how important school is and why you expect them to go to school, and instill that love of going to school in them at a very early age. Make dental and other appointments during non-school hours. Don't let your child skip school for reasons that would not prevent you from going to work. This can really create a habit, and a child will expect to be able to miss more often if you let it start happening. Even one time, they'll expect to be able to keep doing it. Avoid taking your child out of school on exam days. Keep track of your child's absences. Discuss the consequences of missing school, such as not understanding the new concepts that are being taught, needing to do makeup work, and just missing out on time with friends. Also, talk to the teacher if your child regularly does not want to go to school. Talk to the child's teacher about that, because that could, you know, show maybe a possible problem or that should be dealt with.
Okay, and what should we know about how we can support our child's learning?
Well, spend time every evening looking over handouts that your child brings home. Some teachers send teacher letters home each week, and these letters are so informative and can keep you updated about what is going on in your child's classroom. Discuss what they have to do for homework and look over it after they finish, especially with the elementary age school child. If you feel your child has too much homework, don't complain about it in front of your child. This really can create a problem, because the child perhaps can go back and talk to the teacher about what you said, and then it creates some tension. So limit complaining about homework, and if you really feel concerned about the amount of homework your child's having, discuss this with the teacher instead. If your child brings home papers for you to sign, look over the papers with the child and discuss the missed items on each page, and maybe discuss why they missed them, and maybe kind of go over them or see if they understand that, or if they need more work in it, or if the teacher needs to see about the teacher working more on that certain concept with them. Make sure teachers know that you appreciate their efforts. From time to time, send a thank you note or a quick email to the teacher, or even send a snack that maybe can be kept in the teacher's lounge for the teachers to munch on. Contact your child's teacher immediately if you see a problem. Working together will help your child succeed. Also, attend conferences that the school might be offering, or parent meetings and school events regularly. This shows your child that you are concerned with their education and that you value the school and the school's job in educating our youth.
Now, for more information on this topic and other parenting topics, where can people go?
Oh, they can contact their local extension office and find out how to get in touch with their local child and family development area agent, or look to our MSUCares.com website under the parenting section.
Thank you so much, Beth. Today we've been speaking with Beth Bell, Mississippi State University Extension Child and Family Development Agent. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.